The Texans get back to work on Wednesday afternoon. Head coach Gary Kubiak describes some changes personnel-wise that the team went through without Brian Cushing.
We released Trendon, and we signed Barrett Rood, a linebacker from Nebraska. And we also have activated Cody White from our practice squad to our active squad. So, obviously with the issue going on, we were looking from a linebacker standpoint. We've thought a lot of him as a player as we've studied him in the past. And so we feel fortunate to get him signed. And then with Cody, we think he's got a bright future. He's been doing a heck of a job. And, Gump's been a little dinged up, and some things there. So we want his availability as we move forward. He can play both center and guard. So, congratulations to him. As far as Trendon, it was a tough decision. As you move through the season, you have issues at one spot or another. I think we're carrying 11 defensive backs right now, we had 6 wide receivers. So we have to go pull from somewhere. And so that's the place we chose to go. It has – by no means is it a statement or anything to what we thought of Trendon. We have not been, playing up to par on special teams, giving returners the opportunity. So that had nothing to do with it. You never know. I mean, our paths may cross again, but we wish him the best. He did a good job. He earned his way on this team, but we had to make a tough decision today.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers presents a stiff challenge for the Texans' defense. Both safety Glover Quinn and corner Jonathan Joseph described that challenge.
Man, you just, you go out and you trust your technique and you trust your preparation. But one of the biggest things that I think you do is you prepare more in a mentally challenging way to understand that they're going to catch some balls. Aaron Rodgers is going to make some great throws, but you can't lose your composure. He's going to run on third down a few times and get a first down, and you got to keep going. But you have to think long term and say from the first quarter to the fourth quarter, we have to make more plays than they make.
Like I've been saying all season, it starts with the guys up front, applying pressure to him, and obviously he can extend plays with his legs as well. So it'd be a big challenge for us, with the receiving group they have and the things that we do on defense, and we'll be up for the task.
On the flip side of things, linebacker Clay Matthews III, a force to be reckoned with. He has 8 sacks so far in 2012. Both quarterback Matt Schaub and left tackle Dwayne Brown know where he's going to be at all times.
Combination of speed, strength, quickness, and just a lot of different moves. He doesn't have really one go-to move that you can focus on. And very relentless. He doesn't stop after you initially stop him. He has a high motor, so it's going to be an all-night affair. And looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, he's obviously a very dynamic player, good pass rusher. So we're going to have to be aware of where he is, where he's lined up and our protections and everything. But obviously he's used to, having some help put on him by other teams, whether it be tight ends or backs. But, he's got to be aware of where he is and adjust accordingly.
With Brian Cushing gone from the lineup, in comes Barrett Rood, and up goes Tim Dobbins. Those two talked about their new roles with the ball club.
It's a little bit crazy just when you kind of start bouncing around a little bit. So, when you get a call from a team that's undefeated and playing as well as the Texans are, it's cool, and you get real excited for it.
My thoughts is I'm not him, of course, but I will try to do my best to fill in his shoes. It's a great system that we have here, and I've been running for years, and I know a little bit about the ins and outs of our system. So I plan on doing what I do, and that's definitely trying to stop the run and keeping this defense going as we've been doing so far.
And wrapping things up on Brian Cushing was defensive end J.J. Watt, who talked about the loss of the defensive team captain.
It's difficult. It's like my brother out there. And to lose him is tough, but I'm going to take my game to new heights to make up for it.